You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Rajan Chopra. He is a derivatives trader turned executive coach. After 30 years on Wall Street, the self-made millionaire founded Chopra Coaching, a leadership and executive coaching practice. Chopra Coaching specializes in advising Fortune 500 CEOs, entrepreneurs, and investment professionals. Mr. Chopra, thanks for joining us here today on the show.
Eric, glad to be with you. Thank you so much.
And you're most welcome, and thanks for coming out today. So, for starters, as a former Wall Street hotshot, if you will, what made you go into executive coaching?
Great question, Eric. I spent, 30 years trading interest rate derivatives at large global institutions like J.P. Morgan, Cantor Fitzgerald, and others on Wall Street. And after 30 years, I was looking for something new to renew my passion and do something different. And I'd always enjoyed mentoring and teaching people. Over the course of my career, I mentored a lot of young trainees who came into the banks and also a lot of friends who were CEOs and entrepreneurs. So I figured, let's become a coach. Since I enjoy this so much, let's start a coaching practice. So that's how I became an executive coach.
And making that move was quite courageous on your part. Thanks for sharing those details with us. Now, what are the types of clients that you do work with, and how do you help them?
Currently, Eric, I'm working with some very, very smart people. These are high achievers. They are CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. They are entrepreneurs. They are also investment professionals like traders and portfolio managers and hedge funds. And the process of coaching, or the end goal of coaching, is to enable people to think better and make better decisions. Most of us, especially the really smart people, we all have blind spots and self-limiting beliefs. Sometimes they just need a sounding board. They need to find some clarity in confusion. Sometimes they have some behavioral habits which are not productive. So I help bring about awareness and devise an action plan where they can become more productive and make better decisions, better choices. So that, in a nutshell, is the process of my coaching approach.
Tell us about some of the transformations that take place as a result of leadership coaching.
I'll give an example. Coaching the CEO of a very large company, very, very effective, very smart individual. Typical type A personality, they get things done rapidly, but they are unaware of some of the personal attributes as to how they motivate and inspire their teams, how they interact with people, and just a small correction in their behaviors has very rapid and transformational change throughout the organization. It's about motivating and inspiring people. That's what true leadership is all about. Just a small change in personal habits, interactions, communication styles, and the results are very rapid and very apparent. That's one example.
Today we are joined by Mr. Rajan Chopra, the founder of Chopra Coaching, a leadership and executive coaching practice that specializes in advising Fortune 500 CEOs, entrepreneurs, and investment professionals here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Chopra, what are the biggest challenges facing executives that you have coached?
Eric, the challenges fall into two categories. One are external business-related challenges, and the other are personal to the executive himself. the business-related challenges that I see facing a lot of executives are environmental change. That is change in the business environment, change in their competitive marketplace, change in strategy. How do they cope with a rapidly changing consumer environment, business environment, and how they manage people? So that is the external part. The internal part is senior executives often have this I know it all attitude. It's the ego comes in the way. Some of their self-limiting beliefs and blind spots come in the way. So for them to become better, to improve, they have to overcome that initial roadblock that they face. Humility is a great asset, and full participation in the coaching program is a very helpful tool to help them affect the changes that they want to affect.
Now, executive coaching is quite a growing industry. How do you differ from the competitors?
You know, here in the U.S., by last count of the International Coach Federation, which is sort of the ruling self-policing body in coaching, there were about 70,000 registered coaches, most of whom are professional coaches. This is what they do. They just coach. I'm different that I'm a practitioner, not a preacher. I've spent 30 years on Wall Street. I've seen pretty much a lot of things across different industry sectors, different businesses. I've been in leadership roles myself at both public and private companies. I've been an entrepreneur myself. I founded and started a handful of companies myself. So I bring a wealth of business experience to the table where I understand the challenges that CEOs and entrepreneurs and investment professionals face on a daily basis. I was one of them. I get it. So that's what makes me different. Also, what makes me different is my approach to coaching. I only do one-on-one coaching. There is a lot of inquiry that goes into the coaching. I make the clients feel that they're operating in a confidential, safe environment. There's an establishment of trust. There's integrity. There's intellect. There's a sharing of insights. And above all, I believe I have a very inspirational style. So I'm there to support my clients. So put all those things together, it differentiates me from other coaches.
Also, Mr. Chopra, what is one of the biggest hurdles or challenges that you have overcome as a business leader, and what lesson did it teach you?
Great question. I think one of the biggest challenges that I've faced as a business leader is the ability to develop critical thinking skills, the ability to see things from different perspectives as opposed to my own bias, which led to developing an ability to making good decisions under imperfect information. You know, the lesson here is if I can do it, anybody else can. We can all grow from good to great if we allow ourselves to.
That is so, so true. And the fact is, if we come to the point of realizing that we do have blind spots and know that we could improve those or remove those blind spots, obviously we would be headed in the right direction. And what better way to have that happen and to be guided in the right direction than to have a good executive coach? So thanks so much for what you offer in the space. In conclusion, for those listeners considering hiring a leadership coach, what are some of the things that they should look for? How long does the engagement last? And what kind of budget is needed?
You know, people who are looking for a coach, some of the attributes they should be looking for are the coach's integrity, intellect, methods of inquiry, and does the coach provide the necessary inspiration to the client? So obviously there's got to be a large element of trust and chemistry between coach and client. Those are key. They should also look for some industry or business experience that the coach must have, where he brings certain skills and insights and knowledge to the table. You know, I'll give an example. If I want to take golf lessons, I want to take lessons from a golf pro who can break par. I don't want to take lessons from somebody from a pro who can't even break 90. Right? Same analogy applies in coaching. In terms of how long does the engagement last, it varies. I typically sign on clients for the minimum 6-month engagement because I feel it takes at least that much time to get some traction where the client has the insights and an action plan to take certain action steps to be able to modify their behavior and habits and put things into practice till they become second nature, and then there's transformational change. So it takes at least 6 months. So a minimum of 6-month commitment should be expected. What kind of budget is needed? You know, just like there are lawyers and lawyers and doctors, there are coaches and coaches. I typically charge individual clients $5,000 a month with a minimum 6-month engagement, which includes 4 1-hour sessions. So that's about 1 session every week. And I make myself available to them for short phone calls and email follow-ups and other to-do activities. So that in a nutshell is the coaching engagement or how people should go about looking for a good coach.
Well, it certainly has been good to have had you today. And again, thanks for your time and for all the information shared here today. And I'm sure there's a lot we can learn from it and also a challenge to take action. Where can listeners get more information accordingly, and how could they be in touch as well?
You know, they can visit my website, www.chopracoaching.com, and they'll find information on me. They can learn more about me, and they can send me an email or call me.
Well, Mr. Chopra, it certainly has been good to have had you. Continued success, and thanks once again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you so much. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Really appreciate it.
And you're most welcome. It certainly has been our pleasure. We have been speaking with Mr. Rajan Chopra, the founder of Chopra Coaching, a leadership and executive coaching practice that specializes in advising Fortune 500 CEOs, entrepreneurs, and investment professionals. And for more information and for contact, visit ChopraCoaching.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.